Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Rihanna's landlord era, which anti-mask drag queen caught COVID, Britney versus her sister, the best and worst of the new emojis, and Chucky's new haircut. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half of the babble.
Hello. Hey, does your mustache have bedhead right now?
Kind of, actually, yeah.
It looks a little wonky, a little crazy.
Well, let me actually tell you the
spiked
truth. Let me tell you the truth.
It's a wig.
It's a merkin. It's a front merkin. It's an upstairs merkin.
Okay.
Yep. I recently dyed it. Okay. I tried a new tone, and the tone is not the tone.
Oh.
Which is fine.
What color was it? Mouse brown?
I think I went with light brown. Light blonde, I mean.
Light blonde.
And this is what came out. So, like, it's been a trial and error over the last couple months of finding the right dye.
You know those, when women get, like, their hair color and they're all, I'm a Clairol 36.
Ugh, or no. Something. Do they say that? Who are the women?
I don't know. Women at CVS.
Oh.
Did you get box color from CVS?
No, some brand reached out and was like, try our mustache dye. And they've been hitting me up being like, make a video about the mustache dye experience. And I want to be like, stop begging me to do that because so far the experience has not been good. And do you really want me to make a video about that? No.
Oh.
So why don't you have a little bit of patience and then I'll get to that if I get to that.
Once you figure out if you're Clairol 36.
Oh, exactly. If I'm light blonde or dirty blonde or auburn blonde or...
You should do, what if your mustache did the same thing your hair did in like 2013?
No.
But you just had a bright colored mustache.
It's a hard pass for me. It's not the one.
All right.
All right,
designers.
How is life, Corey? Did you go to San Diego Pride?
No, hell no.
Neither did I. I didn't go to a single Pride event this year.
You know, I was sad to miss it because I do love San Diego Pride, but...
I saw everyone's pictures at the zoo party and I thought, oh, it's missing two little baby ducks.
We should have went as baby ducks to the zoo party.
Why not? Sure.
I know I spent the weekend dog sitting. Can you believe me?
Sounds rough.
A dog sitter?
How'd it go?
Oh my God, I had the best time.
How many dogs? What kind of dog?
Just one dog. He was an Australian. Well, he is an Australian Shepherd.
He survived.
He's 8 years old. He not only survived, but he thrived. I made that dog run my pace through the park twice, and he was living his best life. I took him to a dog park twice and just let him run around and make friends. And I just sat there and watched him play Pokemon Go while he was like, running around. Don't get me wrong, I was clearly watching and being
the dog was playing Pokemon Go.
No, I was watching and making sure he was behaving, and then I was looking at my phone, and then I was catching Pokemon, and then I was looking back at him. We just had the best weekend.
Don't you find a dog to be the perfect companion?
It was I woke up this morning thinking, oh, I hope that dog has a good day, because the last few days I've been responsible for knowing that dog had a good day. And I woke up today being like, well,
best of luck.
I hope he has a fabulous Monday.
Do you think this experience will push you any closer to getting your own dog?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely...
Wait, like, really?
As you know, I'm allergic to dogs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, some of them I'm really allergic to. This one wasn't so bad. This one I could get away with like taking an allergy pill once in a while because I was not super allergic to him. But I don't know. It made me really, yeah, like, well, dogs are just great for playing Pokemon Go and for running, which I love both of those things. So I thought, why not have a friend along for the journey?
It's kind of nice also because dogs are like an excuse to be outside. Like, you don't feel weird if you're outside.
Oh, my God.
And it's like a nice little walk, or they're the perfect excuse to avoid anyone on a sidewalk because you're like, oh, sorry, my dog's not friendly and I have to cross the street.
Yeah, well, and if you're someone like me who talks to themselves a lot, well, bitch, it's great because then you're just talking to the dog.
Very true.
Tell
I'm
me
chirp,
no.
chirp, chirp all day long with the boys.
Literally. But no, I would want like a medium-sized dog that I could run with that I could make run a couple miles with me.
I wish this for you.
He loved it. He was so pooped when we got done from running. He was just having the best day.
Well, that sounds divine. I'm happy for you.
I know.
So that was your weekend?
Maybe I become a professional dog sitter.
Hey, you could be those wag people.
And just walk strangers' dogs. Do you think there's a market for dog running?
Absolutely.
I know. Maybe I'll go back to the dog park by myself today. I saw a bulletin board where people like hung up a bunch of lost stuff, but maybe I'll put a flyer and it's all, hey, do you want me to run with your dog?
That would be very tender. You should do that.
Listen, I would do it. It was fun.
Active dogs live longer. That's what you should lead with.
Well, and you, Lord knows.
Want your dog to last? Question mark.
Well, Lord knows in a city slips. Like this too, people like in big, I always feel like in big cities, people don't always give their dogs the most best outdoor experiences.
If you lived in West Hollywood, I would love if you ran Cruzan.
I don't think he could keep up with me though.
Yeah. After a couple blocks, he gets exhausted.
He got little legs.
Well, it happens to the best of us. That's Willie, I think you're thinking of.
But that was, bitch, that was my weekend. I got to stay at my friend's house. I got to, like, live in this beautiful house and pretend
it was mine. Food?
They told me go hog wild on any snacks. They had some Oreos. It felt very much like being at your house. And I tasted one, and they tasted like they were going a little stale, so I ate all of them.
A gift.
Yeah, truly.
Well, that's wonderful. That's what a divine weekend you've had.
It was.
But how was your Pokemon Go Fest?
Oh,
it was the 5-year
God.
Anniversary of Pokemon Go. Congratulations, everyone. I know.
And it was my 5-year anniversary too, just last week or a week or so ago.
Well, how'd it go? I didn't really do it much, to be honest.
No, it worked out great. I played for like a 2-hour block each day because I just took Jack outside and was outside with him catching Pokemon. I was surprised at how many unknowns I caught. I was surprised how many shiny I caught. I was like, oh, they really amped the numbers for this weekend.
I didn't get any shinies. I didn't get any unknowns, but I did do a lot of legendary raids. I wasn't really catching any Pokemon. I was just doing raids.
I wish they would have just kept giving you free long distance raid passes all day, but I guess like the 11 or whatever they gave you was a pretty good haul.
It was a successful Pokemon Go Fest, even though I wasn't really into it. It's fine. I've really, truly been neglecting the app.
I know. I can tell because I'm really gaining on you on experience points.
You're paying attention to that?
Yeah, I check every day to see if you're playing and see if I'm going to get you.
It has not been on my Twitch schedule for like months.
Not me being competitive with no one but myself.
You know what I am trying for the first time, though? 2 new games this week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sex with a Woman.
Sex with a Woman was the first game. No. The Luigi's Mansion.
For Switch? I heard that was fun.
I've never played it, so we're going to try it this week. And then I'm doing Grand Theft Auto on Friday, which I think will be truly an experience.
I have to send you this TikTok of this girl. Did I tell you this? Where she's like walking through in a convenience store and she's walking just like like girls in Grand Theft Auto.
No, send it to me. Put it in the Discord on the funny stuff.
Oh, I will find it. I will find it. It's too perfect.
I watched a few movies this weekend.
What'd you watch? Anything good?
I saw Uptown
Black Widow
Girl.
Baby.
Uptown Girl
with Brittany Murphy. May she rest in peace.
For the very first time.
You've never? Dakota Fanning, Brittany Murphy. There they are.
Uptown Girls. They both really nailed it.
Bitch, I own Uptown.
I had never seen it.
I could have given you my cloud login. I hope you didn't pay for it.
I don't know if I did or not. I think it's on Hulu. But I was hanging with a new friend, and I was like, what's your favorite movie? And he was like, Uptown Girl. I said, I'd never seen it. And he stopped our hangout to put it on. I said, okay, well, I guess this is what we're doing.
Well, there's an iconic line that Dakota Fanning says.
Go on.
She's all, you hurt me.
Okay. Is that it? You know, I watched it on Friday, and I still don't remember that
she,
line.
Something about Brittany Murphy hits her, and then she hits her back. And
oh,
she says,
yeah, that was intense.
You hurt me. And I thought, do we hit children?
Some of us do. I definitely shush them.
Do you think that was Brittany Murphy's best role?
Okay, I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay, be careful because she's no longer with us.
Listen, I understand that. I think people, maybe I just don't know many of her roles.
Yeah, I could name two. Oh, wait, no, you know she's...
Right, I can name two.
You know she's in that movie, That's All. I'll Never Tell.
I'll never tell. No, yes, what is that?
That's her.
What is that?
I'll never tell.
What is that?
You're going to have to make it into a remix for your Twitch channel.
No. I'm trying to remember what it is, but I can't. So I don't know. I also watched a movie called Cherry 2000. Have you ever
Cherry
heard of it?
Cherry 2000.
It's from 1987, I think. Yes.
Terrible year.
And it's about a man who's... It's about the future. It's about the year 2017, okay?
Oh, fuck.
And it's a future in which this man is dating like this robot android sex toy wife.
And her name's Cherry.
Her name is Cherry. And...
Who plays the robot?
Melanie Griffith. Okay. Or wait, maybe not. Maybe she's somebody else, actually.
An actress or is the robot a robot?
The robot is an actress. But like, she's not important to the story. Because
was E.T. a robot or an actor in a suit?
He was a robot and
an actor in a suit.
And a puppet. Anyway, so it's like a whole adventure film of him trying... His sex toy wife is broken, and so he's like... But like she's an old version who's hyper-realistic. And so he's like trying to go find another one, and it's a whole mission to go find a sex toy wife. And I was like, this is... And he's like killing people, and there's like war and bazookas. And
Not
I was like, this is
bazookas.
It was a lot. It was a lot going on just for a sex toy. I'm like, baby, get a fleshlight. It was very intense. Very intense. Melanie Griffith, terrible actress.
Tweeted at her.
And then,
hey, I saw you in Cherry 3000. It was terrible.
I saw another. Oh, who's that woman? I do not enjoy actress wise. Gina Davis. Oh, Gina Davis. First of all,
G-E-E.
Oh yeah. We need to talk about that.
Okay. Well, you know, she had an extended role on Grey's Anatomy one season.
Not only does Gina not have one E, but it does not have two E's.
It's G-E-A-N-A.
I'm saying it shouldn't.
Oh, G-E-E-N-A.
G-E-E-N-A. Bitch, so
talk to people about spelling names, I think look no further than your mother.
I don't want to talk about that. She did what she had to do. Now, we just watched another Gina Davis film.
A League of Their Own.
No, no, no. Oh. Oh. The Fly.
Beetlejuice.
The Fly.
Oh.
Do you know it?
It's about a fly from outer space.
Wrong.
And it turns into a mutant.
No.
And then the fly looks for its sex doll husband.
Close.
Everywhere.
Jeff Goldblum as the bumbling doctor. Honestly, truly. He's like a scientist, and he creates teleportation. But in his like teleportation pod from one pod to the other, he tries to teleport himself, but he doesn't realize there's also a fly in the teleportation pod. And so the DNA and the genes and the whatever all get broken down in one pod, and they get all put back together in the next pod. But so he doesn't realize that he fuses himself with a fly.
Oh, and no.
Gina Davis is there, shocked and appalled and acting terribly. And Jeff Goldblum nails it.
So are you just watching all of Gina Davis's IMDb? Unfortunately,
she happens to be in a lot of very famous flicks.
Well, if you want to see her stint on Grey's Anatomy, let me tell you.
Hard pass. It was, I will say it was a shockingly grotesque film.
I think my mom has relayed that to me about The Fly before, in all honesty.
A true horror like experience of what you are witnessing. It was like
flies are dirty little bugs.
Go off.
They
oh my god, I've been having a fly problem.
Is it
I have.
Have you tried taking out the trash?
I do.
Is it regular flies or fruit flies?
I think we do have some gnats that linger by the garbage can.
And I'm okay.
And so I've had to get very like, well, maybe this garbage needs to go out more. But then we have regular flies because we like to keep the back patio door open while we're home so that the dogs can like run outside if they want to go hang out outside. They love the sun.
Well, you're supposed to, you get a Ziploc bag and you fill it with water, and then you put a penny in it, and then you hang it in the window, and then flies think it's a spider's web, so they won't go near. So all you need to do is hang a bunch of pet. So all you don't know this trick, oldest trick in the book.
I will sooner move.
Is the oldest trick in the book is a penny in a bag in a window.
Well, this whole back patio area is becoming, I think, a new project of ours. Oh. So I don't want it to be littered with bags of pennies.
Well, no. I mean, if you make them look pretty, pretty penny for the pretty girl.
Okay, thank you.
Or you could get that fly tape, you know, that hangs down.
I had that. Remember when I lived with my boyfriend in college who...
You had fly tape?
Let me tell you why.
Oh, my God. Which boyfriend in college? Number one or number two?
Number two. So there we were.
In his apartment?
Yes. So there we were in his apartment. We could not figure out where the flies were, why we had so many flies
all
the time.
Maybe it was coming through the fan he threw up into.
I know. So we couldn't figure out why he had flies all the time. And then I found like a pile of rotting bananas behind a toaster or something. But anyway, we had fly tape dangling from the ceiling everywhere in that apartment. It was beyond.
That reminds me of some like serial killer movie where they're like hanging the air fresheners all over to keep the bodies.
That was us.
Stinking.
When he puked in the fan.
To keep the bodies from stinking. You know?
I know. What else is new? Did you see who's the latest landlord?
Oh God, I feel like I did see that. Who? Fill me in.
Rihanna.
Oh, yes. I see. I knew I did see this. Isn't she renting her home for like $80,000 a month?
After buying the Beverly Hills mansion in 2020 for $13.8 million, the singer and entrepreneur has now put it up for lease at $80,000 per month.
Weird that my brain just retains that worthless information. No, I gasped when I saw that because on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right now, one of the castmates is renting a house from the other one. And she said it was like $10,000 a month. And I gasped thinking, who's dropping $10,000 a month on rent? And I thought that was ridiculous. So to find out Rihanna's charging $80,000.
Well, when you're a billionaire, you can't spend your money quick enough. So, I mean,
is Rihanna a billionaire?
I don't know. But like,
are any of the musicians...
I'm saying somebody who would rent a place for $80,000 a month must be a billionaire.
Why are you renting? Why would
but
you
also,
rent?
Also, somebody might rent that just for the month, like to live there for a month. Or if they're like a, you know, like an Airbnb situation.
God, no, I don't know. I guess let's throw down...
Hype houses.
Let's throw down 80K and rent Rihanna's house for a month and live there just to say that we did. And we'll vlog
anybody,
every day.
Anybody that joins the Patreon... can Wait, join listen, us at we need, Rihanna's house.
We need 80 people to Venmo us $1,000.
And then each of you can come visit.
And then we'll all move into Rihanna's Beverly Hills mansion for a month only.
I mean, I'm not trying to cancel Rihanna for being a landlord, but like, hello?
Does it come furnished?
I come furnished.
You come on furniture.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. I mean, it must. I don't know if it comes furnished. Who would want to like move the stuff? Certainly, she's like, just kind of use this couch. It's like when I moved into this place and they were like, remember this? Remember the like back patio table?
I assumed it's still there.
Well, when I first moved in, they were like, do you want to buy this from us and you can have it for $400? And I was like, no. And they were like, can we just leave it then? I was like, you were trying to scam me out of money and you just didn't want to move it?
Has it been broken the whole time?
It's broken, yeah. The like granite top of
you,
it.
I was going to say, you must be able to sell that granite for something though.
Well, it has been a whole ordeal and I've been trying to get rid of it. And eventually we were like, you know what? Let's fucking request a large furniture pickup.
Bulky
and
item removal.
We put everything in the front and now my back patio is just like incredibly immaculate and perfect and wonderful and it's wonderful.
Do you think all cities have a bulky item removal or just us major cities?
I don't know, but it's really a handy situation. People really just leave their shit out in the side of the road. There are people that will come pick it up for you for free.
Well, what would you do if you didn't just have your neighborhood to walk around and film mattresses and then tag Leland's song Mattress in it?
That's true. The very true. Though I will say the dogs love side of the road furniture.
Oh God.
I
hope you don't
spot.
Let your dogs climb onto like a mattress laying in the grass.
No, but they're always trying to sniff it and piss and, you know, get on big.
Well, that's what I do when I see mattresses on the ground too.
Sniff it and piss it and get on the gig.
I understand completely. Hey.
What?
Hey, were you going to talk about?
I was going to ask you if you saw the new emotes come in.
Emotes. Okay, mom.
Well, emotes is what they say on Twitch, so I have that stuck in my head, I guess. Emojis.
Here, the funny thing is, I never care about new emojis, and I feel like every time there's ever been new emojis, we've discussed it on the podcast.
I find it to be a cultural reset anytime they add emojis.
Your kink is discussing new emojis. Oh my God, wait. Oh, hold on. Why? I do not like the one that's peeking through his fingers.
He's like hiding his face, but peeking through. It's when you're watching like a train wreck. It's perfect. It's very usable.
God.
I like the one of the beans.
What's that about? Oh my God, wait. I'll be able to use that for when I take an edible.
Right.
Bitch,
I like the one where the nest with eggs and the nest without eggs, so you can say like, oh, I've been
is that so, if you
daddy put his eggs in me already or something, or if daddy's nest is empty or something. I don't know. I like the little hand that's kind of ready to hold balls.
Why does one... Okay, look at the hand that looks like the thing from Adam's Family.
The like this?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Isn't it called Thing?
I think it's just... actually, I have no clue what it's called. What?
I just saw that there's one of an emoji saluting.
I have to say,
you know, MAGA country is going to go wild for the saluting emoji.
I think that's shielding from the sun.
Get a hat, bitch.
Oh, maybe. I like the
get some sunglasses.
The lips, and he's biting his lips. It's just like a pair of lips. It's not the emoji face, actually, but like the pink lips. You see it?
The sexy lips.
I like.
What's that? Is that pink flower? Just a. Oh, it's a lily pad with a flower.
Baby, that is I bloom just for you.
I thought it was a vagine. I've never seen one, but I assumed it was.
If I could get rid of one, you know, I hate when people do this with their hands, make a heart.
God, do you know the first?
With like the bottom of the heart is thumbs, and
I have a core memory of somebody doing that heart emoji when you and I went and saw Sarah Bareilles in concert in like 2013.
Okay.
In San Francisco. And there were like two dumb girls just standing in front of us, continually doing the heart hand thing the entire time at the concert, trying to get Sarah to like recognize them. And I hate it. What do you think those girls are up to now?
They're probably chilling. They're probably no brain, no vibes, just chilling. No brain cells, just vibes. That's what that is.
No, what's that even mean? That sounds like a tagline from Love Island.
Welcome. I like the disco ball. I think it's about time.
I love that. Does the one thumb and the forefinger making a pinch? It looks like a nipple pinch.
This
emoji. Or is that a snap?
You don't know what this means?
No, it's two fingers.
When you take your pointer finger and your thumb and you kind of put them close together, but
like
separated,
an X.
It's a little heart.
What?
I think it's like a K-pop thing.
Oh.
So like people do this instead of this.
I hate both of them.
So, like, people will pose with this, like this.
Wait, I'm confused. Why is there a hand over a mouth emoji when that one already exists?
No, that one's pinching his nose, I think.
Oh, my God. A stinky nose. He's
stinky,
got a stink.
Stinky.
He's got a stink in his nose.
I like the head that's melting. I like the gender nonconforming royalty.
Okay, yes. Here for it. Do you think I can use the bean emoji with the melting emoji to communicate to my friends
I would understand.
I am Stony Baloney?
I would understand, I think.
Is that a record?
Baby, that's a tire.
A fucking tire.
You familiar?
I like the crutch. I like the X-ray.
I like the energy depleted battery.
I will never use that.
No?
What's the guy with the stitch around the face? Facelift?
I think it's like...
a ghost?
Cycle ghosty.
Spooky dookie?
Did you see who tested positive for COVID?
Bitch, you know I fucking did.
Bitch.
COVID denier themselves. The Gia Gunn.
The Gia Gunn tweeted, "I just tested positive for COVID. Put on your fucking masks." May we all remember a time not too long ago, perhaps less than a year ago, I don't know.
On brand.
When Gia Gunn was against masks or saying, I forget what the argument was, but certainly it was anti-mask in some capacity.
All I know is you and all your friends who go to Evita get tested.
Bitch, you think I go to Evita?
You took me to Evita.
I can't go there anymore. It's too crowded. They don't know how to do crowd control. Oh. No offense to the people at Evita.
That's my number one complaint about bars.
It's blackout twinks that are just spilling drinks on you. Do you think I want to be there?
Honey, that's every bar.
No, it's not. Oh, it's not. I almost said where. It's not my house. I almost said my address.
Well, good news. We could have edited it out. Yeah, all my friends are like, "You want to go to the bar?" I'm like, "Why do I want someone stepping on my shoes and spilling a drink on me?"
Well, some people do have that kink, maybe.
Should we?
Messy kink. Messy, messy.
They should make bars where instead of drinking, everyone's just stoned and like hanging out on like comfy seating and like ordering snacks. And,
I think
like,
those exist, babe.
Where? In fucking Amsterdam?
Amsterdam. Yeah. Well, a cafe.
Catch me in Amsterdam.
Did you see the new trailer for Chucky, the TV show?
It's a TV show?
It's a TV show. Yes. Are you yes. And he's wearing a bob. His hair is a bob.
I saw the picture of him with a bob, but I didn't know that was new content.
Yes, honey. He's back and he has straightened his hair.
Well,
we did just recently watch the newest Chucky, and it was fine.
Oh, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry it wasn't everything you wanted and more.
They can't get gold every single time, and we've now seen like six or seven Chuckies. So, like,
do you think there's more Chuckies or more Fast and the Furiouses?
That's a close call. I don't know.
When are we going to get the Chucky Fast and Furious crossover?
Hopefully soon.
As a Chucky has driven cars in his movies, right?
Yes. But can confirm.
Was it like a real car or was it like a Barbie?
Real car.
Damn, Chucky got his license.
Well, we just watched the new remake of Chucky. And it's very like, he's a smart doll.
Like what?
He's an AI doll.
Did you, what was that?
Some disgruntled employee of the company, programs him to like get rid of his anti-swearing technology and like, he's a bad doll.
Did you have a 2XL toy robot growing up?
I don't know what that means. So no.
It came out in 92. So how old would have you been?
Three.
Okay. Well, no, I had one. Sorry. I was thinking of it when you said smart doll. But it was just this robot. I swear I've talked about it on the podcast before.
Teddy Ruxkin?
No. It was like a little gray and blue robot. I found the picture of it online. Maybe I'll dump it in the Discord and see who's got one.
Dump it.
But, and you would put tapes in him and then he would like ask you trivia and like educate you in this doll.
I thought you were going to say, and he'd edge you.
He would edge for you. You could edge for him. But this robot told me that butterflies used to be called flutterbys.
Oh.
And that people kept messing it up, so they switched the whole name.
That's not true.
This is what
that's
the
a lying robot. That is a lying robot.
Robot told me. Well,
I feel like perhaps that's a what's it called?
A Mandela effect.
A Mandela, maybe.
Listen, actually, if I know anything, I know my mom still has this toy in the basement at her house. So I will find it.
Find it, report back.
And bitch, it looks like it's going for $140 on eBay. So maybe I could turn a profit.
Sounds like a good investment.
I'll find the commercial.
It'll appreciate.
It's doing better than your Princess Diana. Beanie Baby.
Thank you.
Well, I really don't know where we go from here. Do you have anything else to say?
Just a Duggar family update.
Oh, God, no.
No, I actually don't.
Okay, thank God.
But, do we have anything to say about the Britney Spears of it all? Her versus her sister right now?
I didn't know she was having a fight with her sister, but I was just going to say free Britney.
Yeah, well, free Britney, but... She was going off at her sister, and they were really having Instagram caption wars.
Oh, you love to see it.
I mean, I usually don't like other people's drama aired on the internet, but I say whatever Britney wants to do, she can do. And whatever she wants to say, she can say. And that's where I stand.
I stand
with... big gulp.
Did I have a big gulp?
Oh, I loved it.
You're welcome, little boy with a short haircut.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I think that's it. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me sitting here looking cute.
Totally. And you can find me on Twitch. I am doing every single day at 2 p.m. Pacific. So, bitch, let's go.
Is that the sweet spot?
I don't know if it's the sweet spot, but it's definitely my sweet spot. Like, I like to wake up and get my shit done in the morning, go to the gym, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 p.m. feels like I'm, like, ready to sit down in the chair and go.
I love that.
You know? And it feels like it's, like, okay for British time, kind of. It's okay for Eastern time, kind of. I mean, it's not really okay for British time, but, like, at least they're home and maybe in bed, maybe. I don't know. What are y'all up to over there?
Sleeping.
Sleeping in Britain. Sleeping all right. in Britain.
All right, designers.
Sleeping in the Britain.
All right, designers. Good night.
I'm not quite done.
All right. Tell me, what do you have to say?
No, that's all. I mean, that is everything I have to say. But all right. I guess I'll say goodbye. I'll see y'all on the Discord. I love you.
I love you, little country boy.
Country boy. Bye.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.